Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in year-end remarks, reiterated the risks he sees if Iran enriches enough uranium to build a nuclear bomb.
And I have to tell you that my assessment has not changed. Iran is 2.5 months closer to crossing this line, and there's no doubt that this will be a major challenge that will have to be addressed next year.
Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful uses, and if attacked, it will retaliate. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says he is unfazed by Israeli rhetoric.
Although we are fully prepared for it, we don't take them seriously. They say something, we say something back.
Israeli analyst Shlomo Brom says Iran's leaders want to avoid a military confrontation. If there is one, though, he believes Israel has the military capability to withstand any attack.
And because of that, I am not so concerned of the military ramifications of an Israeli operation. I am more concerned of the political ramifications.
He says potential Iranian retaliation on non-Israeli targets, such as oil shipping routes, could drag Western powers into the conflict and create resentment against Israel among their citizens. Fellow analyst Ephraim Kam says a nuclear-armed Iran would have major regional repercussions.
It would make the Middle East less stable. It might induce other countries in the Middle East to join the nuclear race, countries like Egypt or Saudi Arabia or Turkey or Syria, in the long run perhaps even Iraq.
But Brom believes the security concerns of some Israeli leaders are overblown.
We will face security problems, but they will be not as severe as the prediction was. But of course, the situation will not be as good as some people in the Western world thought.
Brom believes weakened governance in neighboring states brought on by the Arab uprisings could become as great a security concern for Israel as the confrontation with Iran. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Jerusalem.